This goes to Lavanna, L-A-V like Victor, O-N-N like November, A, Alvarez, A-L-V-A-R-E-Z, N like November, P like practice. Fax is 989-466-7249. And Dr. Khan, K-H-A-N, fax 989-773-1640. Regarding Marlin, M-A-R-M like Mary, A-R-L-I-N like November, Strong, S-T-R-O-N like November, G. Date of birth, 6/23/1957. Dear Miss Alvarez and Dr. Khan, this is a consultation for Mr. Strong, who was sent for evaluation of lupus nephritis. This was actually diagnosed by renal biopsy 10-3 of 2017. And before the renal biopsy, he had developed severe muscle weakness and generalized pain. He was actually down in Florida at that time, living and working down there. But he couldn't actually walk or get out of bed, and he had to come back to Michigan by vehicle while laying down on a mattress in the back of the large vehicle that he came to Michigan in. And once he arrived in Michigan, he was admitted initially to ELMA and then went transferred down to Ann Arbor University of Michigan. He did have a muscle biopsy, his left deltoid, and he was diagnosed with autoimmune necrotizing myopathy. And then the renal biopsy done 10-3 of 17, which showed evidence of thrombotic microangiopathic, it had evidence of a thrombotic microangiopathic picture with fibrin thrombi, as well as mucoid edema and marked narrowing of lumens in arteries. And there was evidence of immune complex glomerulonephritis and positive immunofluorescence, as well as electron dense deposits. And using the renal biopsy scoring system for lupus, they scored him with an activity index of 10 and a chronicity index of 4 at that time. And he had been treated for lupus ever since with Plaquenil and methotrexate. And initially, he required very, very high doses of steroids, 80 milligram a day of prednisone for the autoimmune necrotizing myopathy and lupus both. And he developed high blood sugars requiring insulin therapy while on those high doses of steroids. But once he was weaned off the steroids, his blood sugar normalized, and he has not required any treatment for diabetes since that time. He is feeling well at this point. Now he's retired. He's a former mechanic, auto mechanic. But now he's on Medicare and retired and receiving Social Security and hoping to relocate in Michigan at this point. He does see the rheumatologist, Dr. Lynes, L-A-Y-N-E-S, and she will be doing some more labs for him after she checks him again within the next week. The patient denies headaches or dizziness, no chest pain or palpitations, minimal dyspnea on exertion, none at rest, no cough, wheezing, or sputum production. He does continue to smoke cigarettes, though he smokes one half pack a day. He was able to quit for about 10 years, but did start back to smoke again and hasn't stopped at this point. His wife also smokes in the home. He does not see visible blood in the urine, but has had microscopic hematuria ever since the lupus was diagnosed. And he's not seen a urologist for this yet. And he does not have current rashes, or ulcerations, or lesions, and he does have chronic edema of the lower extremities. He does try to follow a low-salt diet, he reports. Past medical history is significant for benign prostatic hypertrophy, hypertension, the autoimmune necrotizing myopathy in 2017, and the lupus the renal lupus, also October of 2016. Microscopic hematuria. He had a small perforation in his colon in 2017, which resolved without surgery. He has anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorder, secondary to traumatic family events, chronic degenerative arthritis, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, history of myocardial infarction in 2017, chronic edema of the lower extremities, systemic lupus, gastroesophageal reflux disease, history of colon polyps, also polycythemia. Surgical history, renal biopsy done 10-3 of 2017, cardiac catheterization 2017, no stents required, no angioplasty, cholecystectomy, tonsillectomy, left arm muscle biopsy, and sinus surgery. Social history, currently smoking 1/2 pack of cigarettes per day for at least 10 years. He does not use alcohol. He quit more than 20 years ago. He denies illicit drug use. He's married and retired. Family history is significant for cancer. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, he's allergic to penicillin and lactose, L-A-C-T-O-S-E. Medications, bisoprolol, 5 milligram daily, Plaquenil, 200 milligram daily, folic acid, 1 milligram daily, aspirin, 81 milligram daily, baclofen, 10 milligram at bedtime, methotrexate is 2.5 milligrams 6 weekly, lisinopril, recently increased from 20 to 40 milligram daily, Xanax, 0.5 milligram twice a day, hydrochlorothiazide is 25 milligram daily, and he does not use any oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. Physical exam, height 74 inches, weight 226 pounds, pulse is 70, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 140 over 84. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx is clear with midline uvula, tonsils surgically absent. Neck is supple without lymphadenopathy, no jugular venous distension, no carotid bruise. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout, no rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular currently, no murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen obese, non-tender, no palpable masses, no ascites. Extremities, two plus edema of the lower extremities without ulcerations or lesions. Full sensation motion of the feet and ankles bilaterally. And labs. Most recent lab studies were done February 14th, 2025. Creatinine is normal at 1.07, estimated GFR greater than 60. Calcium 9.2, sodium 140, potassium 4.5, carbon dioxide 28, albumin is 4.4. Hemoglobin 17.8, white count 11.7, and normal platelets, neutrophils elevated 8.79. 2/14/25, we have a microalbumin to creatinine ratio of 93, and we have an old urinalysis done 10-1 of 21 that showed a small amount of blood, 30-plus protein, 150 glucose at that time. And we have a kidney ultrasound and bladder ultrasound that was done 2/4 of 25. Right kidney, 11.2 centimeters, no masses, cysts, or hydronephrosis, no stones. Left kidney, 11.5 centimeters, no masses or cysts, no stones, and no hydronephrosis. The bladder appeared unremarkable. There was some partially visualized prostomegaly noted on that exam. Assessment and plan. 1, lupus nephritis with preserved renal function. And 2, microscopic hematuria. We've asked the patient to check his blood pressure at home routinely, the goal being 130 to 140 over 80 or less. We are going to have him repeat our labs this week. We want to check some lupus studies, including an ANA, complement C3, C4, anti-double-strand DNA, a creatinine-to-protein ratio in the urine, a urinalysis with microscopic CBC renal panel also. And then we will do lab studies. We will determine how often to repeat the lab studies after all these labs are back and to see if the lupus is active at this point or not. And he should have a urology referral due to the prostamegaly and also the microscopic hematuria, which could be coming from the bladder since he has been smoking for many years. So we would certainly want to rule out any bladder carcinoma or bladder irregularities causing microscopic hematuria. And he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. And the patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.